There's an old saying in the music world, you can always tell the groups that have been around a long time. They're the ones who can't even remember how many records they produced.
Well, it depends. What's that little thing that we had that was...
The
very first thing we did that we sold at the park.
Out of the back of the van.
You'll also notice guitarist Charlie Vancher, bassist Claire Swindell, and vocalist, incidental instrumentalist, and band namesake Sarah Mack all tend to finish each other's sentences.
Makes this project like 9.75 or something.
Yeah, if we count that, then this would be project number 10.
Swindell says the fact the three fell into a band situation in the first place was by no means planned.
I mean, in some ways, it was sort of an accident. We had been playing together for a while, just at Charlie's house, jamming together, and then Sarah got asked to play at a thing on campus for a trio, and we're like, sure. And then we kind of just kept doing it and figuring out as we went along. We didn't have really any idea what we were doing.
Now, after between 13 and 18 years of playing together, again, depending on who you ask, the Sarah Mack Band is coming to an end.
Claire, can you please tell Charlie that our band is breaking up because he's a jerk?
Yeah. That was part of it.
Although Vancher says there are some more serious reasons.
It was just like the natural life. It's just like, you know, it just kind of felt like it was coming to an end. And the thing that has really confirmed for me that it was the right time, because everybody says, oh, please don't break up.
Sarah Mack adding, this was a chance to do this on their own terms.
It was important to us to be able to end in a way that's still giving them everything we've got.
To end well.
Yeah, to end well, rather than get burned out and tapered off and then just kind of disappear.
But each band member has great memories, like the time Vancher and Swindell loaded Mack into the band van, telling her they were headed to a studio to produce a streaming online concert.
I kind of like doze off in the car, and then I wake up and we're in the Weekiwachee parking lot. And so they took me to Weekiwachee to watch the mermaids for my birthday and totally surprised me. And nobody spilled the beans, and I fell for it, and it was such a fun surprise.
Mack and Swindell did something similar to Vancher on their way to a gig near Macon, Georgia. They dragged him into a place they said sold women's makeup.
We go in the front door. Then they're kind of looking at me. I'm like, yeah, okay. Then I look over here on the side, and there's this display case with this 57 Les Paul in the display case. I'm reading it, and it's like, you know, Dwayne Allman's guitars. And I'm like, where am I?
Vancher, a huge Allman Brothers fan, was in the Big House, Macon's Allman Brothers Museum. Swindell says she'll remember all the road trips and the companionship of her bandmates.
You know, we don't listen to music when we drive in the van because, you know, we talk about this and that. And a lot of times that ends up being Charlie telling us stories from growing up or his time in college at FSU or this and that. A lot of them are really, really entertaining and funny stories.
Tonight and tomorrow night, the band will present The Fond Farewell, Experience the Release concerts at the Junction at Monroe. Both nights are sold out, by the way.
We're going to play a set of old Sarah Mack band stuff. We've actually been playing around with some stuff from the first album we played the other night.
Wow. We haven't played it in years.
Yeah.
Some of it we had to relearn how to play.
And then we're going to do the new album. And the new album, we're just going to play it straight through.
Swindell says it's only right to play one of their last gigs in their hometown.
Tallahassee specifically has been hugely supportive of us, and we never knew that would be the case when we started.
The very last performance will be at the group's holiday show at the Monticello Opera House.
Now, as we're getting ready to end, we kind of get to invert our perspective and realize what a really fantastic journey it's been, and all the wonderful people we've met and all of the places we've been able to travel.
Along with the untold thousands of people whose lives have been made brighter by the Sarah Mack Band's music. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.